Term limits are currently at 8 years for the State House and Senate. On Monday, the Century Commission agreed to recommend extending them to 12 years. Tim Center is their executive director.
Amend Florida's constitution to extend term limits for service in the Florida legislature for both the House and Senate.
Some members wanted to consider an extension to 16 years, but that was shot down by others, including St. Petersburg Mayor Rick Baker, the Century Commission's chair. Other electoral reforms, like longer terms, campaign finance reform, and redistricting reform, were not among the Century Commission's recommendations, but may be addressed in the future. Another recommendation to the legislature, Center said, concerns sustainable building and community design.
The recommendation is to convene a summit that will result in consensus-based guidelines and specific policy recommendations that will amend Florida's building code and growth management laws to ensure a sustainable Florida within one generation.
Center said the Century Commission for a Sustainable Florida is the type of entity that looks at issues that will affect the state long term.
The Century Commission was created by the Florida legislature to help the state envision the future on a 50-year planning horizon. Too often we get caught up in the crisis of the day and don't get a chance to look long term. And the commission has been given the privilege and the responsibility to help the Florida legislature, the governor, executive branch agencies, regional and local governments, to help better plan for our collective future.
This is the third year the commission will make recommendations to the legislature, and they've been acted upon in the past, Center said.
The first annual report from the Century Commission involved a call for a primary recommendation, called for a look at energy independence, and prompted the governor of the state of Florida to convene two climate change summits and prompted the legislature to create an energy commission. The second annual report from the commission called for the convention of a water summit, which was held this past fall, in convening government, NGO communities, environmental community, academic, and also industry folks to talk as a whole about our collective future regarding water.
18 recommendations resulted from the Water Summit, and the Century Commission decided to concentrate on four of them in their recommendations to the legislature. They include reinstating annual state funding for alternative water supply development and water quality improvement, incentives for long-term water sustainability in the state, and setting a per capita goal for water use within a one-year time frame, said Commission Chair Rick Baker.
The Department of Environmental Protection should develop the procedures for setting the goals and the process for setting the goals with input or however we want to do that.
The Century Commission also recommended protection of habitat through a Critical Lands and Waters Identification Project, or CLIP, Center said.
Commission should convene a summit to confirm broad-based consensus for a statewide land use plan that considers methods and funding for land acquisition and preservation programs and an action plan for distribution for non-critical land owned by government. The Florida legislature must fund an ongoing cooperative conservation blueprint process that promotes easy-to-use access to a uniform science-based GIS spatial database that identifies the most precious parts of Florida to be protected. The blueprint should be coupled with valuable incentives to private property owners that add value to land to encourage private conservation efforts.
Among the topics that the Century Commission for a Sustainable Florida will address next year include the Everglades restoration, a 50-year building code, infrastructure, education, healthcare, and tax and budget reform. The next Century Commission meetings will be a conference call on January 6th and a two-day meeting in Tallahassee beginning on February 9th. You can learn more at centurycommission.org. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.